However, this did come at a cost. There was more hematologic toxicities when patients received bevacizumab. There, of course, is more hypertension when receiving bevacizumab, and then a higher rate of hemorrhage. There were patients, even though we tried to minimize the risk of bleeding, there were patients who actually did die of hemoptysis or other bleeding events on this trial.
I know there's been a lot of effort to analyze the study to try to come up with predictors for the hemoptysis events, and it seems like it's been kind of frustrating. I guess there are not that many events. I've talked to Alan Sandler about this a number of times. Right now, what do we know about this?
Well, there's a lot of rumors going around, and some people are saying tumor location is important. Some people say it's central versus peripheral. Other people are saying cavitations. Other people are saying any history of hemoptysis. But I think the only thing that's really borne out of the small analysis that Dr. Sandler did was the presence of cavitation. So if a patient has cavitation in their tumor, I would probably avoid using bevacizumab. Location, location, location is really not quite as important because bevacizumab has been given to patients with small cell lung cancer, and those tumors are all mainly central, and there was no increased risk of bleeding in that patient population. So I don't think it's just central tumors. I think it's really cavitation.
And what about the patient who doesn't have cavitation at the beginning but develops it as part of a response?
So depending on who you talk to will depend on what's recommended. Some people recommend actually stopping bevacizumab. Other people will recommend trying to use radiation therapy in that local area to try to decrease the risk of bleeding with bevacizumab. But I think if cavitation occurs, particularly centrally, I would be worried about this patient bleeding and would seriously talk with the patient about the increased risk.
What about the issue of the patient who has treated brain mets, already been radiated, stable, et cetera?
The dogma is out there that you don't treat a patient with any history of brain metastasis. There is a trial that's being done that is actually looking at patients with treated brain metastasis and giving them bevacizumab to truly assess the increased risk. I think the original data that swayed the group not to use this drug in patients with brain metastasis was that there was a case of a patient with breast cancer that was metastatic to the brain, and that patient actually bled into her brain. Now, all the studies that have been done so far, except for that one study, actually excluded patients with brain metastasis, but we don't really have any published data on those patients with brain metastasis or developed brain metastasis while on the study. There was one or two patients on the ECOG-4599 that had CNS bleeds. I don't think those patients had CNS metastasis at the time.